I tell you what, you do need a little bit of hope and to keep on hoping if you are feeling burnt out. And so joining me on the line right now is the wonderful Bronwyn Smart, risk governance and safety expert from the Mindful Risk Group. Hello, Bronwyn, and thank you and welcome to Table Talk.
Thank you very much for having me, Leah. It's a pleasure to be here.
We are very excited to talk to you about this topic of burnout because I was just mentioning earlier that, you know, a few colleagues and I were discussing how we feel like we're already pushing towards the Christmas end, but we're too far away from Christmas to even be thinking
that way.
Please
don't say that.
Yeah, I know.
You said that word.
I know. It's a bit scary, isn't it? But it feels that way even though we haven't even got to the middle of the year. So I wanted to talk about burnout, what it is, what are the warning signs, what can we be looking out for, and how do we know if we might be experiencing it compared to just, you know, say general tiredness and we just need a good long sleep?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. So you're absolutely correct. Burnout is much more than just a little bit of stress or having a bad day.
Yes.
So burnout, really, to describe it, it's a state of complete sort of mental, physical, emotional exhaustion. Mm-hmm. We get it from having too much of the hormones, adrenaline and cortisol, that, you know, being in that constant state, those hormones stay in our system and they really do impact us in a physical and in an emotional way.
Right.
And it happens from being this constant state of anxiety, anxiousness or stress.
Right.
And so, then you start to see, you can see some physical symptoms. It could start with some fatigue, more susceptible to illness, you're having changes to your appetite or your sleep patterns, maybe you're getting headaches or gut issues. So it can play out in that physical way. And then emotionally, of course, you can have the sort of that sense of dread or self-doubt. You feel a bit detached or a bit isolated. You're lacking in motivation.
Yeah.
And then behaviorally, you might see things very common. You'll see people start to withdraw, procrastinate, maybe outbursts or more frequent crying, and quite often that sort of, you know, turning to substances to cope,
yes.
Which is really, you know, unfortunate because that leads us to a whole nother raft of issues then.
Yeah, exactly. The cycle sort of starts to spiral down, I think, when you are at that level. Does the work environment play a huge role in burnout? Because obviously it makes it up so much of our day-to-day. And what kind of factors
Absolutely.
Can we be looking at in a workplace that we might go, oh, okay, that's contributing to our burnout?
Yeah, absolutely. There is so much blurring of the lines now between home and work.
Yeah.
Post-COVID, a lot of people remain, you know, working from home. And so there's this massive crossover now. So work absolutely contributes to all of this.
Yeah.
And they both go hand in glove. But really what's happening now, particularly in workplaces, with all of this, they on this real collision course, I guess, with the new workplace health and safety laws, because organisations actually have a legal responsibility now to manage mental health in the workplace.
Yeah, wow.
And so burnout, you know, so we've got this compliance aspect of it as well. Businesses are responsible to do this. And that was a change in the laws that happened, you know, about a year or two ago. So businesses need to be really role modelling what this looks like.
Yeah.
And what they need to be doing is things like, you know, setting that tone at the top. You know, the boss needs to be role modelling this as much as anyone else because, as we know, if the boss is not doing it, why should we?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this constantly being on call, this excessive hours, and then working from home, it's that inability to turn off. There's no real boundary anymore between home and work. So we need to get better at that and focusing on our self-care because burnout is becoming like an epidemic
for
all of us. And work plays a massive role in all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I would love to get some tips as well. I think everyone, it's one thing to talk about it, but we need to know what we can do to help ourselves because I need some practicalities. So don't go anywhere because Bronwyn's going to be sticking around after this short break and giving us some tips of how we can combat burnout. That's all coming up. So don't go anywhere after a little bit of an ad and then can't fight this feeling. Yeah, you can't fight this feeling. What a great song. And you can't find this feeling when you are talking to Bronwyn Smart, who gives us all of the insights. Do you like my segues, Bronwyn?
I do. I love that. Very smooth.
It's the things you got to do, you know? These are the things that help me in my work. So we're talking about burnout. And I guess the next sort of thing I would love to know is some tips for people about, yeah, what we can do to help ourselves, what we can do in the workplace. How can we sort of combat, you know, if we feel like we're spiraling towards burnout?
Yeah. And I think the approach to take is always one of prevention.
Great.
Now, what's that saying? Prevention's better than the cure.
Yes.
So we can talk a little bit about prevention first, because I think if we can turn our mind to that, it puts us in a much better place.
Yeah,
so if we think about those the four pillars of well-being, they're a good all-around focus. You know, the four pillars of good well-being are good sleep patterns, nutritional diet, regular exercise, social connectedness with our friends and communities and colleagues.
Mm.
And social connectedness is really not about social media. Social media really can be a detriment at times to things, because it doesn't really help a lot of the time. It's not a genuine interaction. It's not, you know, it's not a mindful, genuine interaction with people. And that's what you're looking for in that social connectedness aspect of the four pillars.
Okay.
So we need to sort of focus on those sorts of things there.
Great.
And then when you think about the workplace, well, what can we do at work? Because there is like that blurring of the boundaries between and home and work, as I talked to.
Yes.
And so, you know, at work, if we want to prevent this, firstly, we need to make sure that in our organisations, if we're an organisational leader, that we don't encourage a workaholic culture.
Mm.
That doesn't really help anybody, and it doesn't contribute to productivity in the end anyway. So we need to reframe the way we think about things. So our leaders need to care for their own selves and manage their, you know, well-being as much as anybody else.
Yeah, great.
So enforcing our leave and our holiday provisions, giving everyone the chance to tune out, setting really good boundaries between home and work, even if you are working from home.
Yeah,
great. So making sure that you have a time at which you go, okay, I'm now off the clock. I can't be constantly on call. And so I'm going to detach from my work and focus on my work-life balance.
Yes.
Doing those sorts of things. And then when we are at work, making sure that we promote a culture of a supportive work environment, something with open communication, with good teamwork, where everyone contributes. And that sort of thing can all help share the load when you think about setting those realistic expectations about what's achievable at work and prioritising tasks. With good teamwork, we can share the load and the end result is everybody wins.
Yeah, fantastic. There's some great tips there, and they're really easy ones to sort of, you know, especially the one like, you know, tuning out and being like, okay, now I'm off the clock and I'm not working anymore.
Yeah.
That's such a simple thing that can do, although simple in saying, harder to then actually follow through with sometimes. I know I'm guilty at checking the emails very late at night, which I should.
I know. Does require some discipline, and you're usually doing that at the same time you're scrolling your social media.
Exactly.
So I would just say, let's put the phone down, put the notifications on silent, and put the phone down.
Yes.
And just get outside. Just even if you're working from home or working in an office, getting outside is a wonderful way to just get some fresh air, just take 10 minutes, have a breather, and go, okay, now I can refocus. Connecting with your natural environment is a wonderful way to help manage your self-care.
Absolutely. That's amazing. I don't think we give it enough credit, that natural kind of, what the environment does for us. But Bronwyn, we're going to keep chatting to you for a little bit longer. I'd love to know about if you're deep into the burnout, what can you actually do then? First of all, we're going to go to a song, and we'll be right back with Bronwyn Smart and looking at, if you're already feeling very burnt out, what you can do next. Bird's Eye View by Matthew Parker and Jacob Stanifer. You're on Table Talk, hanging out with Leah, and we've been talking all about burnout and talking about if you are sort of ways to prevent it, as our lovely Bronwyn Smart has been telling us to, prevention is better than cure. But then the next thing that we need to discuss and need to know about, well, I personally do, Bronwyn, is what if you already are burnt out? What do you do then? How can we help
after
ourselves?
After the fact.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and we do need to, you know, take some steps to you know, to address the situation, because we can't stay in that burnt out phase forever. It's, you know, that's just not good for your physical or mental well-being. So a really good place to start is to seek some support.
Great.
Now, that could be, if it's in the workplace, talk to a trusted supervisor or a mental health professional. Many organisations offer EAP, employee assistance programs, to their workers.
Okay.
And that is a really good place to start. Put in a call to the workplace EAP provider and get some help. But beyond that, you can also go to other organisations for support, such as Beyond Blue, Lifeline, those sort of phone counselling sort of support services, but also talk to your doctor. Your doctor and your GP is a really good place to start, because they do specialise in this kind of support.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then if you think about, you know, that, and you go, okay, well, I'd like to do something else, think about practising your self-care. I talked about those four pillars to good well-being earlier in the session around, you know, good sleep and diet and exercise, social connectedness. Focus on those. So think about, well, how am I fueling my body? How am I physically taking care of myself with a nutritional diet? Mm. And I talked about going outside before exercise, being out in the fresh air, going for a walk. Those things naturally lift you and you know, cause you to be a little bit more upbeat, or give you another look at the world. Scheduling a holiday, you know, to detach and, you know, really detach. Schedule a holiday where you aren't also going, and I'm going to check work emails at the same time. That's not a holiday, a proper holiday. And, you know, it's also just giving yourself something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
You know, something else that you've got on the horizon. And then something that can help some individuals is seeking that professional development, you know, around skill building and growth. And maybe the burnout is the current job that you're in, so you may want to focus on a different career, a change, a different job.
Yeah,
that might be something, doing something at TAFE. You don't have to go and do a full bachelor's degree. It could be a short course. Could even be something at community college, you know,
and
do a pottery course or something. Something to take you away.
Yeah, that's a great tip as well. Because they do say, what's the other saying? Change is better than a holiday. Is that one of them?
Correct. Change is good as a holiday.
Yes, that's right.
For those of us that can't afford the holiday, yes, change is good. So, yeah. But maybe you're a creative person stuck in a job doing spreadsheets, and you really need doing pottery and artwork or cooking or some such thing. So find ways to find things that excite you,
amazing,
that focus you beyond your work, and actually move your mind and your mindset, and also look after your physical well-being. And those sort of two things together with a positive organisational workplace are naturally then going to be able to move you out of that burnout phase. And if that doesn't work, maybe you need to look at a different workplace.
Yeah, great. And I suppose as well, how long do you think it sort of takes for someone to move out of burnout if they have been in there for a while? Do you have a sort of a framework time that people can be like, okay, I've got to give myself 6 months, or can it be really long?
Yeah, and look, I think that's a very individual thing, depending on the individual, but I would say, don't do the New Year's resolution thing where you go, okay, now I'm going to do all these things. I would recommend a stepped approach or a staged approach. Let's just do what's achievable today.
Yeah,
and if we do one different thing today, that's a good thing, and then build on it and build on it and build on it. Mm-hmm. And over time, depending on you as an individual, for some people it could be a week, a month, for some it could be 6 months before they start to feel better about things. But ultimately, the journey is an upward journey, as long as we're taking a step every day.
Absolutely. And little things all build up to great change, and you just got to get started in order to look after yourself. So, hey, Bronwyn, thank you
so
much.
I'll just quote Paul Kelly and just go, from little things, big things grow.
That's it. Oh, see, that's the wisest song that's going around.
There's your song.
Thank you. No, but Bronwyn, thank you so much for your insights today. I really appreciate it. And, hopefully people have learned a little bit of something and something to take home, and they can start putting that into practice as well. So thank you for your time.
Yeah. My pleasure, Leah. Take care.
Thanks, Bronwyn.